You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to The Troy Murphy Show. I am, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Oh, it's the day, after the race that stopped the nation, or for those who took a day off to sleep their hangover, it's technically the day after the race that stopped the nation. But even though the nation was stopped, the news kept rolling in, and that is what we're here to do tonight here on the Troy Murphy Show. That is to have a look at the top news stories of the week and also take a look at some of the news stories that you may have missed. Not because you were on a bender for Melbourne Cup, but just in case you missed them. But the big breaking animal news story of the week was not the horses. It was the lions. Yesterday, guests at Taronga Zoo were allegedly told to run after five lions broke free. Crazy stuff. The five lions were reported outside their main enclosure at about 6:30 a.m. after there was an integrity issue with a containment fence, which triggered a full emergency response. Now, of course, there were people sleeping overnight at the Roar and Snooze luxury experience. Not quite sure how it's luxury, because I think they're in tents. Tents and luxury should not go in the same sentence whatsoever. Anyway, they were told by Taronga staff to run. However, I did read, and this is the interesting part, that the containment breach, no, what was it, the integrity issue, only lasted for about 5 minutes before the lions decided to trot back into their cage. They obviously saw the hill to the exit at the top of at the top of Taronga Zoo, went, stuff that, I am not going up that hill. American midterms start next week. That's going to be very interesting to watch. Also, what's going on? It's November. What happened to that blink? I swear, the years are going faster and faster. A warning. This is a bit of a ranty show this week. Oh, I tell you what, there's been a lot of douchebaggery things going on in the media that need to be called out. So heads up in advance. But in good news, oh, I don't know if you're a Netflix watcher, but I am. I love the Netflix because Young Royals Season 2 dropped this week. Hashtag low-key obsessed. Binged watched the whole thing in one night. No regrets. Maybe a few. It's put my entire sleep cycle off from last week. An update to a news story from last week. Those are climate change protesters from the UK. You know, the Just Stop Oil bunch of people. Well, they spray painted orange paint from fire extinguishers on Monday onto the Home Office, the MI5 building, the Bank of England, and the headquarters of News Corp at London Bridge. Of course, they were all arrested. And get this for an interesting fact. That brings the total of Just Stop Oil activists arrested since October 1 up to 650. 650 protesters have been arrested since October 1 as part of the Just Stop Oil protest climate change movement. I tell you what, I hope the court set an example and go hard on these people. Not really news, especially not big news, but kind of funny viewing for those who love free-to-air TV and game shows. Did you see on an episode of The Chase Australia this week, this happened?
Love anything to do with space and all that kind of
thing. Do you believe that man has walked on the moon?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, I don't. I think that was a conspiracy.
I wish you lots of luck, and your time starts now. The first person to set foot on the moon was US astronaut Neil who?
Armstrong.
Correct.
Oopsie. I guess she wasn't going to die on that sword in order to win the money.
I don't believe in the moon landing, but to answer your question,
to win the prize money, I'll tell you who was the first man to land on the moon. In other news, it's going to be like the news for like, you know, forever. But back on Elon Musk and the Twitter saga, as Elon Musk is considering charging Twitter users I think it's eight. At first report, it was $20 a month, but then I've seen tweets that now say $8 a month for verified accounts, which is kind of steep because, you know, when you think about it, having a verified account, look, they claim it's a big thing. I, you know, for the record, I do have a verified account. It hasn't got me anything exciting, but, you know, when you look at it, you know, $8 a month for a subscription, and you compare it to, what is it, the $11.99 we pay for Disney Plus each month, Netflix on average about $16.99, Amazon Prime $6.99 per month. They're entertaining. You get something for your dollar there. Tell me, Elon, how does my blue tick monthly cost, not that I'm going to do it, compare with some of my other subscriptions? Guarantee you people will not pay the monthly subscription, or I might just be projecting here because I am not paying $8 a month for a blue tick on an app I rarely use. But if you do use Twitter, Troy Murphy is the my Twitter handle, and you know it's me because I've got the blue tick of happiness. One of the long-standing rules here on the Troy Murphy Show is that we are a Kardashian-free zone, or as I like to call it, a Kardashian virus-free zone, because, you know, they are a plague on society. Although I haven't used that line for some time, and well, considering we've had a pandemic since I last used it, might seem a little bit inappropriate, but that doesn't matter. Moving on. I do sometimes like to talk about them, mostly, well, not to talk about them, to laugh. In the past week, Kim Kardashian, she turned up to a Halloween birthday party dressed up as Mystique from the X-Men, only to find out that when she got there, it wasn't a costume party. I only hope that, you know, someone sent her a joke message saying that it was a costume party and she fell for it. You know, I know that's kind of cruel and generally out of character for me to laugh at others' misfortune, but oh, I have an honest and genuine dislike for the Kardashian viruses. The family who are famous for not being famous. Maybe one day I'll get into the full story why, but that's a long, big rant for another day. And finally, we all here at the station are calling on our listeners to support our fellow presenter, the amazing Grant Dodds from Wednesday Night Drive, as he tries to raise $33,000 to help his son Isaac Dodds. Isaac has a very rare metabolic condition, which could result in brain damage, coma, or even be fatal due to high levels of toxic ammonia building up in his body. The money raised will help buy an assistant dog that is trained to alert his parents when it smells high ammonia. The dog will also assist in other complex challenges in daily life and daily living functions, enabling Isaac to have a greater participation in family and community life, as well as build his independence. The dog will cost about $40,000, and that doesn't include ongoing costs, and the family need all the help they can. So if you can spare some cash to help Grant and his beautiful wife Sarah and the amazing little Isaac, who deserves a chance at normal life like the rest of us do, then please help by going to mycause.com.au and searching Isaac Dodds, D-O-D-D-S. That's mycause.com.au. And now let's get on with this week's show.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky Bear's a Troy Murphy show. Lucky Bear's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live. It's the Troy Murphy show.
Ponder this. Nails are the closest thing we have to body armor.
You're listening to...
And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
The Troy Murphy Show.
Normally I like to start the show off with something a little silly and fun to help set the mood for the show. So I won't disappoint with a clip that went viral on TikTok this week. It's a video from a French actor who recently moved to LA. His name? Renan Pacheco. and I probably butchered that pronunciation, but moving on. He humorously is detailing his adventures for his move from Paris to LA, including, you know, shirtless workouts, which is probably why, half the reason why he's gone viral. But this clip that I'm about to play for you, he is wearing a t-shirt. Not that you'll be able to see it, because this is the medium that is radio. You will be able to hear it, but you can hear that he has his shirt on. it's a little story about a date he went on. Let's take a listen to it.
Guys, yesterday I had my first date with an American woman. And it was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. An absolute disaster. I arrived at the restaurant. First of all, her name is Kimberly. Oh la la, Kimberly. It's not my favorite name, but it's fine, you know. She's pretty, you know. So we sit down, we take the menu, and she looks me in the eyes, and she tells me she doesn't eat gluten. You don't eat gluten? But how can you not eat gluten? Gluten is my life. Kimberly, gluten is croissant. Gluten is baguette. How can you not eat gluten? So I'm starting to be confused. I'm not going to lie. Oh, I look left, I look right. I'm a bit confused in this restaurant. And then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have some glass of wine, you know, like chill a little bit, you know. And so I was like, what do you want to drink? And she says me, she doesn't drink alcohol. Oh la 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 la. How can you not drink alcohol in your life, Kimberly? Alcohol is joy. Le vin, the wine is the joy. So I'm sorry if I left. I left the restaurant without saying goodbye. I couldn't stay there. I'm sorry, but I can't have a love relationship with someone who doesn't eat gluten and doesn't drink wine. I'm sorry, Kimberly.
Gluten is croissant, gluten is baguette, wine is joy.
I love the French accent. It's certainly a weakness of mine. I melt like butter on escargot. But I guess this little rant of his kind of hit home for me, because I can relate to it. Not to the French guy telling the story, but to Kimberly. You know, as I am Kimberly. Yes, I am that person on a date or out with friends who says, I'm gluten intolerant and no, I don't drink. I am Kimberly. But wait, hold on. You know, I did say that this was going to be a silly fun segment to start the show off. So let's make it a little bit silly and fun. If you head to the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page, jump on Facebook, search the Troy Murphy Show, you'll see the top post is, have your say. Would you run out of a date if you discovered that they were gluten intolerant and didn't drink alcohol? We've had a few comments already. Darren Masty Masterson writes, heck yeah, life is way too short. Well, clearly I'm not in for a date with Darren. And Jonathan Hare, gluten intolerant, no, but alcohol probably. Ooh, interesting. Jump on the Facebook page, let us know your comment, and the best ones we will read out on the radio.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2SSR.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, Pat Pender here. How about joining me every Saturday morning from 8 o'clock through to midday for Saturday Morning Jukebox? We will have lots of fun listening to and singing along to all those great songs from the 50s, 60s and 70s. And bringing back the good times and their memories. They call me the wanderer, yeah, the wanderer. Whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Right here on 99.7 2SSR. I'd love to have your company.
The biggest variety in Sydney. 2SSR. FM 99.7.
It's like trying to work out what the colour 9 smells like.
There he is! There's my favourite white boy!
It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Has society's obsession with labelling gender and sexuality gone too far? And is it peaking at dangerous levels? Sounds a little bit dramatic for an opener. Agreed. But the simple answer to that question is yes. And let me explain. Obsession. This obsession turns into mob movements. Mob movements that amass globally online, then set their eyes on a target that they are at it day and night until they either cancel someone or force their prey into doing something that they are not comfortable doing. These people parade around as being woke, but in reality, they are bullies. And this is why their actions are dangerous. Like I said, these bullies are at it day and night until they can either cancel someone or forced their prey into doing something they are not comfortable in doing. Take, for instance, 18-year-old UK actor Kit Connor, who said only 5 months ago that he was not comfortable labeling his sexuality to the media.
I mean, for me, I just feel like I'm perfectly, you know, confident and comfortable in my sexuality, but I don't feel the need to really, you know, I'm not too big on labels and things like that. I'm not massive about that, and I don't feel like I need to label myself, especially not publicly.
Now, you may be asking, what does this young UK actor and his sexuality got to do with online woke bullies coming after him, demanding that he label his sexuality? And how is this obsession with him dangerous? Well, good question. Let's go back in time to, say, about 6 or 7 months ago to where it all began. Kit Connor shot to fame earlier this year, starring in Netflix's queer series Heartstopper. Now, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you go watch it and be prepared to want to watch it over and over again. It's brilliant viewing. But as I was saying, Kit Connor shot to fame portraying the bisexual high school character Nick Nelson. The Heartstopper series was originally a graphic novel that was done by the talented artist and storyteller Alice Osman and was adapted for TV by Netflix. After the first season exploded in popularity, it was greenlit for a second and third season, which is unheard of in the industry. That's how good this show and the source material is for more seasons to be greenlit. However, from the beginning, fans have been demanding to know all the actors who portray these LGBTI plus characters, their real sexual orientations on the back of the political correct movement to have real representation on screen, of which most of the actors, who are barely adults, they're 18-year-olds, most are open about their sexuality and gender, but like you heard before, Kit Connor was happy to keep his private.
I mean, for me, I just feel like I'm perfectly, you know, confident and comfortable in my sexuality, but I don't feel the need to really, you know, I'm not too big on labels and things like that. I'm not massive about that, and I don't feel like I need to label myself, especially not publicly.
Fast forward to last month, mid-September, when a video of him holding hands with Cuban Girls Guide movie co-star Mia Refico led to him being accused of queer baiting by obsessive fans. The obsessive fans I mentioned at the top of this break, who are obsessed with everyone being forced to publicly announce their gender and sexuality for real representation on the small and big screen. FYI, queer baiting, if you don't know what it is, defined by dictionary.com, is the practice of employing non-heterosexual relationships or attraction to engage or attract an LGBTI plus audience or otherwise generate interest without ever actually depicting such relationships or interactions. Ridiculous. Now, in short, these fans were highly annoyed that Kit appeared to have a girlfriend in real life, and in retaliation, they called him out for queer baiting. This got so bad that the actor left Twitter, explaining in a tweet that, and I quote, "This is a silly, silly app. Bit bored of it now. Deleting Twitter." Then he put a smiley face emoji. He is not the only Heartstopper actor to leave the app because of his obsessive fans and their predatory behavior on social media. Kit Connor's on-screen boyfriend, Joe Locke, who plays Charlie Spring in the show, had to also leave Twitter after fans accused him of liking a tweet that supported SA. Which brings me back to something Kit previously said at the beginning of his rise to fame in an interview with the podcast Rain with Josh Smith about the negativity of online fans.
One thing that I have found sort of difficult to like understand as well, sort of certain comments made about Joe and his appearance and things like that. I think that there's, I don't understand how you could watch a show like Heartstopper, which is just so joy-filled and sort of positive and just warm, and then come out of it after enjoying it, and then come out of it and say something so sort of, I don't know, just mean.
Mean is right, because fast forward to this week when Kit Connor, well, he obviously felt like he was forced to address the continued harassment of queerbaiting to change his position on what he wanted to keep his, well, he wanted to keep his sexuality private from the public, and he was pressured, bullied into revealing it. You know, he took to Twitter and said, I quote, back for a minute, I'm bi. Congratulations for forcing an 18-year-old to out himself. I think some of you missed the point of the show. Bye. And obviously he's now left Twitter again. Of course, he received a ton of support from his co-stars and fellow actors. But this is where the obsession with labeling gender and sexuality has gone too far and is peaking at a dangerous level, all in the name of apparent political correctness, in a political correct movement that is forcing all actors to come out or label themselves in order to have real representation on the small and big screen. The problem is that these people are forcing someone to do something that they do not want to do. Let's have that audio again of Kit.
I mean, for me, I just feel like I'm perfectly, you know, confident and comfortable in my sexuality, but I don't feel the need to really, you know, I'm not too big on labels and things like that. I'm not massive about that, and I don't feel like I need to label myself, especially not publicly.
Maybe this needs to be the next Me Too movement. Me Too, I do not owe you or anyone else the right to need to know about my sexuality. Or we could, and this would be my suggestion, because it's sensible and logical, we could just go back to the fact that these people are actors. They're paid, their jobs are to act. And you do not need to be a specific sexuality or insert whatever character element here to portray a character of that real representation on screen, unless, of course, you know, it's a time period thing or a racial thing based on factual or infactual storytelling. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Actors are paid to act. That's their job. They don't need to be it in real life to do it on screen, because that's the job of an actor. Like, you wouldn't, you know, hire a doctor because, I don't know, they played doctors and nurses as a child. You'd want a doctor who studied to be, oh, never mind. Anyway, let's face it, being forced to come out is being outed. And that's disgusting in today's society. No actor, no person should ever be forced into this position. And you can only imagine what personal trauma that this very, very young 18-year-old actor is going through personally and mentally that forced him to come out to strangers. Let's not forget, these obsessed fans are strangers to the actor. Coming out should be an empowering moment. But instead, for Kit Connor, he was forced to come out as bi to everyone before he was ready. This is all kinds of messed up, and not just because he's in the public eye, but because this represents how messed up this situation is for anyone to be put in this situation. And this is why this PC movement, forcing real representation on the big and small screen of actors, has now escalated to the brink of dangerous levels at the hand of overzealous and obsessed fandom. Dangerous because, well, these things, if not called out for the abhorrent behavior that it is, only escalates worse. Today it's forcing people to come out. Tomorrow, who knows? Who knows what the dehumaning minds of these out-of-control fans need to feed their obsession? Which is why here on The Troy Murphy Show, when we see this behavior happening, we will call it out for what it is: bullying. bullying in the name of being woke and politically correct, and I hope you do too. Coming up next here on the Troy Murphy Show, we'll check out local news.
Hope it's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We hope so. Open your head with the Troy Murphy Show. Have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support, or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Get yourself up to date with all the latest excitement here on 2SSR, starting with
Gould's Gold, taking you through your favourite songs of the past 20 years.
And at 9pm with British Football Watch with all the latest football news.
That's Saturday night, 7pm to 11, right here on 2SSR, the sound of the Shire.
Real live local radio, 2SSR FM 99.7.
It's time now for Sutherland Shire local news.
The North Cronulla Lifeguard Tower is back in place, Shire koalas saved, and local life surfer saves two on holidays. That's what's in the news today. Let's get in straight into it. Starting off with some good news, the Lifeguard Tower at North Cronulla Beach is back in its rightful place after it was lifted out of the reach of threatening seas more than 3 months ago. A crane carried out the project on Tuesday morning, lifting the observation room onto new steel supports and a new concrete base. Also in news, Sydney Water has listened to the community and withdrawn its development application, the DA, for a housing subdivision on the wildlife corridor at Warrenora Heights, on which koalas have been sighted. The move, announced on Thursday, today, follows a community protest campaign which was launched in June in 2021 and ramped up in October 2022, when the proposal was close to being decided by a planning panel. Sydney Water's statement on Thursday today said that the withdrawal of the DA was to show local residents that their voices have been heard. The New South Wales government has banned the following single-use plastic items: straws, stirrers, cutlery, plates and bowls. Expanded polystyrene food service items, including clamshell containers, cups, plates and bowls, plastic cotton buds too, they have all been banned, and also personal care products containing plastic microbeads. That means from Tuesday the 1st of November this week, these items can no longer be supplied. And finally, in local news, Melissa Haplin from Cronulla Life Saving Club has been hailed as a hero for saving the lives of two swimmers in separate rescues while she was on holidays in Thailand. Surf Life Saving Sydney branch named Ms. Haplin as the Rescue of the Month Award winner for September for the rescues she carried out single-handedly without the assistance of a board or other equipment. And that is what is happening in Sutherland Shire local news.
Now for your traffic and weather together as we take a look at what's happening around the Shire for your drive home.
Okay, traffic. Let's take a look. Nothing close by, although taking a look at the map, potholes are still about. It was about an hour and a half ago that the pothole on the Kingsway was reported. That's closed to the corner there of Port Hacking Road. And, oh, the police are about. Police, Captain Cook Drive, down heading towards the Cronulla Golf Club, heading to Kurnell. They've been reported there. That was about 8 minutes ago. If you do see any other problems with traffic, make sure you phone it through on 9545 1800. And a quick look at the weather tomorrow. Tops of 21 degrees, showers or two clearing. The weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, 23 degrees. And Sunday, mostly sunny, 23 degrees.
Crazy and insane-y, it's delirious but grainy, tastes a little gamey, the Troy Murphy Show.
Weird. Unique. It's just like a train wreck, you just can't stop listening.
So turn the radio dial on, Thursday night at 6 from, we're gonna put the ray on, the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. TikTok has done the impossible and made it socially acceptable to record vertically.
Oh. He's ready for his close-up.
I'm the king of the world!
It's the Troy Murphy Show.
You know, here on the Troy Murphy Show, we love the serious stuff, but we also like the strange, especially the strange from the scientific world, where studies suggest that primates, which, you know, us humans are, well, you know, primates who pick their nose and eat their snot have fewer dental cavities. Yes, you heard correct. Picking your nose and eating your boogers is good for your teeth. You can only imagine what your next trip to the dentist is going to be like now that this information is public. I can see you have a few cavities developing. You could brush your teeth more, or you could pick your nose and eat it. Choice is yours. The choice is yours. Of course, you know, here at the Troy Murphy Show, we don't recommend you do that because picking your nose can spread bacteria such as, and I won't pronounce this correctly, Staphylococcus. I don't know. That's not how you pronounce it, but, you know, it's a big word. I don't do well with big words. Anyway, that was discovered in another scientific study, a different one to that one. So pick your scientific study, not your nose, although one suggests you do and eat it for good teeth, but the other one says you don't do it because, you know, you spread bacteria. Mental note taken. Oh, and further to our story last week. Yeah, I shouldn't laugh. I laughed last week. It was inappropriate, and I just laughed then again. The story we did last week here on the show about the guy who died after taking a shower for the first time in decades. Let's have a listen to it. According to a report done by the BBC, a hermit dubbed by the media as the world's dirtiest man has died at the age of 94, just months. And this is the doozy part. Pay attention. Just months after having his first wash in decades. Now, contrary to popular belief, bathing every day doesn't improve your hygiene. Instead, it only helps reduce bad body odor. And how do I know that? Well, I listen to the radio. As Professor Sally Bloomfield of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, well, she said in an interview with BBC Radio this.
We don't need to shower or wash at all. The reason we do it is to be socially acceptable. We do it in the summer to get rid of sweat, to make us feel more comfortable. But we also have some harmless bugs that are set up home in places that are dark and moist, and they break down sweat and they break down urine to produce nasty odours, which make us unacceptable to other people. So those are the reasons that we mainly shower ourselves.
So it turns out gross human habits are good for you. Who knew that the Troy Murphy Show was educational? I certainly didn't. Coming up next, we're going to take a deep dive into the weird, wacky, wonderful world. Not really, but it is, of politics.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Hi, Kirk Pengilly from INXS here. And whether it's music, sweet things, puppies, movies, we all love our treats. But our eyes need treating too. 300,000 Australians, including me, are affected by glaucoma. Diagnosed early, glaucoma can be managed. Left undiagnosed, it can cause blindness. So treat yourself by treating your eyes to a simple test. Book your test at treatyoureyes.org.au today.
Would you like to hear the hottest new music from all over the world? How would you like to hear the hits before they even hit the charts? Join me every Saturday from 2pm to 5pm to hear the hottest new music around. It's Saturday Arvo Madness on your live local station, 2SSRFM with Scott Dock. 100% new music and new releases, because we love new music every Saturday on 2SSR.
From Illawong to Cronulla, the Shire's 2SSRFM.
Ponder this, ladies and gentlemen. A seat warmed by a machine feels nice and cosy, but a seat warmed by another human, well, that just feels gross.
Thank goodness radio doesn't have a smell.
My mum always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
It's The Troy Murphy Show.
And the same goes with The Troy Murphy Show. You know, we go from silly stories to serious stories. It's a bit of a mixed bag here at TTMS, which one day I'm sure we'll have to tidy up. But anyway, as we jump on the political bandwagon each week here on TTMS, The Troy Murphy Show, we do like to take a look at politics, local, state and national. And today we are doing just that. We are taking a look in particular at double standards in politics. Firstly, local state politics. And well, now back on 2SSR, I've been paying a lot of close attention to the media reporting of politics that affects the Sutherland Shire. And of course, the Sutherland Shire's only news reporting source is The Leader. Now, the media, generally meant to be impartial to political sides. We all know that never really happens. Name a news outlet and we all know what side they lean to. However, I did not realise that The Leader, in particular, journalist Murray Trembath, has an obvious, well, when I say obvious, it's to my observation, lean to the left, especially when it comes to Heathcote, Ward D, Liberal MP Lee Evans, where Murray seems to, I don't know, he seems to report on anyone and everyone who is standing up against Lee Evans in the upcoming state election. Look, I don't know what Lee did to Murray or you know, I could be completely wrong by reading in between the headlines here. But for me, you know, with my observation of the past few months, there is, well, there's something there and I'm calling it out. Of course, I could be wrong. If I am wrong, I welcome Murray onto the show to explain why the majority of his articles with his byline are of late all pro-Labor or anyone else but Lee. But, you know, in the fairness of balanced reporting and to Lee Evans, well, you know, they're all both welcome on the show. You know, always happy to talk to any side of politics or the media, you know, anyone who, well, and talk about all the good that they're doing for the Sutherland Shire and local areas, and of course keep them accountable too, you know, for balanced reporting. Which now takes us to federal politics and the double standards and keeping those in charge and those opposite and those to the side accountable for what they say and what they do. For instance, the UN is holding another climate change conference, and our Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, you know, the guy who was elected on a mandate to do something about climate change, well, he's not going to this UN climate change conference. Strange. And here's what he had to say when asked by the media about it this week.
Prime Minister, why aren't you attending COP summit in Egypt, considering you were critical of your predecessor for not confirming whether he would go to Glasgow?
I can't be in all places at once. It's as simple as that. If we could do that, then I'd achieve it. And I'm sure that if I was going, people would say, why aren't I attending Parliament?
Now, why is this a double standard? Because this is what he said when in opposition, when the previous Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, mentioned that he was thinking about not going to the last UN climate change conference in Glasgow in October of last year. Of course, Scott Morrison did go, but here's what Anthony Albanese said when the then Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said that he might not be going.
Do you think the Prime Minister should attend the Glasgow climate change meeting, or are you comfortable with other senior ministers going?
The Prime Minister should attend the Glasgow conference, and he should represent Australia. If he doesn't, it's because he's embarrassed about Australia's position.
Double standards. You know, if you're going to accuse your opposition of doing or not doing something, and then you do the same, it's not a good look. And most of these politicians, especially PMs, well, they should have staff who keep him accountable for all that he does. But double standards don't stop there. As we know, interest rates keep going up. Every month we get a new interest rate rise, which means cost of living keeps going up. It's a bad thing for all of us. And what does the Federal Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, you know, the guy who is part of the, well, the political party that was voted in with a mandate to do something about cost of living? Well, here's what he said this month about the increase in inflation.
This is another difficult day for Australians who are already under the pump.
And last month, in October, what did he say about interest rates when they rose?
Can I say to you again today, these are difficult times.
And what about the month before that?
I think it will still get more difficult before it gets better.
And in July?
People will find today's news really difficult, I think. It will be a tough day for a lot of homeowners.
And in June?
This will be very difficult news for all of those Australians who are already facing the skyrocketing costs of living.
So that's six interest rates under Labor where things are being described as being difficult for the Australian people. But what happened when the first interest rate happened before the election under the Liberal Party when Jim Chalmers was in opposition? I wonder what he said then.
This is a full-blown cost of living crisis on Scott Morrison's watch, and now interest rate rises are about to be part of the pain.
A full-blown cost of living crisis. what is that now? Oh, it's a double standard. That's what it is, a double standard. You know, when it's the opposition in power, it's a full-blown cost of living crisis when an interest rate goes up. But when you have six of your own in the government that is running the country, it's just an unfortunate and difficult time for the Australian people. You know what would be great is instead of being told that Australia's in for having a tough time, we hear from the current government how they're going to fix this problem.
Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to the Troy Murphy Show. Show, it is for you Thursday nights from 6 p.m. and then online all week long. Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to the Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy
this, ladies and gentlemen, alphabet soup in Japan must be wild.
Stay tuned. More from the Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Ever had that sinking feeling when a police car appears behind you? Your brain starts ticking, madly calculating how many drinks you've had. Did you know, last year in New South Wales, around 4.6 million drivers were breath tested? Don't forget, every police car is a mobile RBT. So, if you're worried about getting caught, you should be. Mobile RBT. You won't know where, you won't know when. Authorised by the New South Wales Government, Sydney.
Where do you get variety with a capital V? Where do you get a box of musical chocolates where you never know what's coming next? Where do you get weekly themed specials featuring the best pop and rock of the last 40 years? Reeling in the Years with Jamie Sims, Saturdays from midday. Are you reeling in the years? On 2SSRFM 99.7, the sound of the Sutherland Shire.
Real live local radio, 2SSRFM 99.7.
It's like a Sunday roast for a vegetarian.
Vodka martini. Shaken, not stirred.
It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ooh, vodka martini would be lovely. Interesting fact about that, he has it shaken, not stirred, because supposedly when you have a shaken martini, the water rises to the top so you don't get drunk. Good spy. Anyway, let's talk weird, wacky, wonderful news from around the world. Oh, there's been so much, like from America. There's a lot of weird, wacky news from America, and I just love reading it. And I'm sure, if you know, as much as I love reading it, I'm sure you love hearing it, because it kind of makes you feel a little bit normal. Because the CBS News in America has reported that a Californian cannabis company, where it's legal to sell cannabis, is being sued by two local consumers for not making them, get this, high enough. I kid you not, this is a real story, a real news story, reported by CBS News in America. The guy's names are Jasper Centeno of Long Beach and Blake Wilson of Fresno. They filed a lawsuit in state court last week accusing the company of false advertising, intentional misrepresentation, and unjust enrichment, among other charges. This is not made up. The cannabis company in question marks its products as having higher than average levels of THC, but an independent laboratory test found that it did not. Gasp! The shock. The horror. Apple, in other world news, weird, wacky, wonderful world news, is in a spot of bother as apps for gambling have started appearing alongside apps for gambling addiction recovery. Oh, and also next to apps for kids. It gets all so strange as the next news story, which also comes from, you guessed it, the US again, where Washington City officials, they banned staff in a cafe from wearing bikinis, lady staff, female staff, from wearing bikinis and G-strings to work, but then had the ruling abolished by the US District Court, who ruled that their ruling was unconstitutional. It was found unconstitutional because, get this, the banning targeted women's clothing and not men's clothing, which under the Equal Protection Clause of the US Constitution is gender-based discrimination. Wear your bikinis, ladies. Wear them free. Did you know that Clint Eastwood, this is fascinating, helped legalize ice cream in a US town? It's true. Before his acting career took off, Eastwood ran for mayor of Carmel by the Sea, also known as Carmel, which is a quite picturesque town on the Californian coast. Now, during his time in office, he overturned a series of odd ordinances in the town, including one that outlawed ice cream cones in public, and then fired all four members of the city planning board who refused to repeal the rule banning ice cream cones in the town. What? in the weird is going on there? Who would ban ice cream cones? Obviously, there was, you know, some incidents or something. Something happened that this little town went, no more ice cream cones. Maybe, you know, too many kids were walking around and dropping them, or maybe a dog licked the ice cream cone of, you know, someone in charge and they got offended and went, you know what? Not going to allow this to ever happen ever again. We're getting rid of ice cream cones. Something serious happened, but Clint Eastwood fixed all that. And finally, in the weird, wacky, wonderful news from around the world, oh, get this, 484 pounds of bologna and 285 pounds of cheese were seized at the Texas border this week. Now, to put that in a measurement system that makes sense, you know, kilograms, that's 220 grams of bologna and 130 kilograms of cheese. And to put that in further context, when you go to a supermarket to buy a block of tasty cheese, you normally buy about a 250 gram or 500 gram block. What was seized was about 520 blocks of cheese that you'd buy from a supermarket. That's, of course, if I did my math correct. And as for bologna, well, that's a ton of processed meat. Oh, it looks like the cartels in Mexico are no longer smuggling the drugs over the border, and they're smuggling in the meats and cheeses. There must be a better profit margin on meats and cheeses. That's so strange. So strange, but funny at the same time.
Away. Let's look at the news for another day from 6 p.m. Thursday. It's a Troy Murphy show. Listen your cares away. To an opinion like no other, okay, from 6 p.m. Thursday. It's a Troy Murphy show. Turn your cares away. Let's look at the news for another day from 6 p.m. Thursday. It's a Troy Murphy show. It's a Troy Murphy show.
It's the Troy Murphy show.
Indeed it is, ladies and gentlemen, as we come to the end of this week's show. Oh yeah. And the very loud talkover music. Thank you. Up next is Lauren, the amazing Lauren, with a league of her own in about 2 minutes' time. But before we get there, let's have a quick look at, some of the stories that took place this week that we ran out of time to talk about. It turns out that using your thumb emoji in texts and on social media is passive-aggressive. Who knew? This is all according to young people. Young people are coming out and saying that the thumbs-up emoji is passive-aggressive. These same young people have also come out this week and said that they believe only old people use the following emojis. Now, pay attention. Let's find out how old we are. Do you use the thumbs up emoji? Yes. Do you use the red love heart emoji? Do you use the okay hand emoji? The tick emoji? The poo emoji? The loudly crying face emoji, the monkey eye cover emoji, the clapping hands, the lipstick mark, the lipstick kiss mark, or the grimacing face. If you use any of those emojis on text or on social media, you are officially old, according to young people. Young people. Oh my goodness. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show for this week. Keep your radio tuned to 99.7, as up next is A League of Her Own with Lauren Hodgson as she dives into the wonderful world of women's sport. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. and you can join me all week online at the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page for continued conversation. Until next week, bye for now.